build it on up. And in my education, it tell you the most of education, and what little I got, if you call it an education, I've got it down through the years. I've taken a newspaper ever since before I was grown. I've studied all the newspapers. I get it, always take the National Tennessean. Mm-hmm. And then I'll take the county papers and pick up all the other papers. And I've been a subscriber to the Progressive Farmer. I know in 1923 they come out with a picture of an old man on a tractor with a radio hooked up on it and said that would be in the future. Mm-hmm. And that was in 1923. Yeah, I kept that old cover of that old Progressive Farmer for a long time. But it finally disappeared. And I got a lot of information from the Progressive Farmer. I've been a crop reporter for the Department of Agriculture. First started at Knoxville in 1924. Then they changed it to Nashville. So next year will make me 50 years as a crop reporter for this
evening.
Yeah, crop reporter. I fill out crop reports every week, the weather report every week, and then livestock and crop report every month to the send in to the state agriculture department, you see. And I've practiced that down through the years. So they sent me a record back here a few years back of 30 years with the state. But I started mailing them in to Knoxville in 1924. And I have an old envelope here with the name and date stamped on to A.S. Mm-hmm. Bowl Springs, Tennessee. See, this is old, this is original to Bowl Springs, Raleigh. Mm-hmm. This is old Bowl Springs. It was set up in 1905 and then run to the last July, a year ago, the first day of this month. We switched it over to McEwen, Tennessee. But I started reporting to Knoxville. They sent out these reports, you see. And they transported it, set it up at Nashville, and I've been a constant reporter. Mm-hmm. And I have, I don't know, how many books. I've got a pickup truck, half load books upstairs here, of agriculture books, mm-hmm. and law books, state codes, stuff like that. I've read quite a bit, and not enough, I don't guess. I've read all the time. I don't have time to read as much as I'd like to, but I've read quite a bit, and it depends on where you're at and what you're doing a lot about what you need to know if you're interested in any particular thing. Anything you can learn about it, anything you learn about anything is valuable, but if you're interested in a certain occupation or trade or whatever it is, then any information you can gain through reading is worthwhile. But there's nothing that answers the self-experience. Mm-hmm. To get on the job or whatever it is and get on the job and get the experience out of it. That's the most valuable education to my theory, the way that I see it and what I learned down through the years. If you see anything, you're working with it, you're fooling with it, you know about it. You learn it if you stay with it long enough. If you read it, you know what the other man says, and that's worthwhile. That gives you a theory to start on and ideas about a lot of things. But this experience that you've already had, down through the years, like I told you about estimating standing timber. Mm-hmm. They'd hire me and call me and come here and ask me to go and estimate the standing timber in the forest to go over 50, 100, or 200 acre tracts and figure out how many thousand feet of standing timber there are there. Well, why? There'd been lots of people would say, how in the world do you understand that? Mm-hmm. Well, I experienced it. I started cutting this timber and working in it and handling it. Well, I woke up here and looked at a tree. I took a calculation on how many logs are in it and the number of inches in the log. Mm-hmm. And I did the number of feet in the tree and I put it down on my paper. And when I get over the tract of land, I sit down and add it all up. And how many thousand feet, how many trees there are, how many logs there are, and how many feet there are in each tree. And I've got my calculations there. And I've always been lucky. I've run out right on the money with it, and this estimating this timber age, run out just right close to it. Every time I've been lucky in that line.